Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three, ho!
Hey, everybody. It must be Saturday night again around here, and time for yet another night with Daddy G. This is Gary Moore, along with Starzan and Curly and George and Groucho and whoever else I may be able to pull out of my sleeve or elsewhere. E-cocktails are ready. The chocolate fountain is ready. The only things missing have been you, so come on in and get ready for yet another night with Daddy G. Yeah.
Well, who's on first?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
strength.
Hey, all y'all. Here you come showing up in the chat room. Welcome to the end of the night with Daddy G. And that was the G Street Band. Welcome, everybody. Holy crap, what a week, huh? That was a week that was. What a storm. I mean, holy jumping cat balls. It is good to be back. I got knocked offline for a couple of days and never did lose any electricity, though. I got just lost internet for a couple of days, and that was about it. That was about the extent of it. And it was a pretty good storm, man. Pretty good winds blowing and rain and so forth. I'm in Connecticut, so it's a good deal north of it. It rolled right over the top of Gumby. It's good to see Gumby in this room again. You were offline a couple more days longer than I was, but anyway, we picked up the pieces and we're moving forward. Keep your prayers, you know, keep everyone in New York City and in Jersey in your prayers, you know, and yeah, we'll get through this. We're almost through with it, you know, but holy crap, what a week. Last week was my Halloween show. And in the middle of it, there was a party going on downstairs. I'm up in this attic apartment, and everybody's downstairs just hooping it up. I'm up in what they call the cuckoo's nest. And I was doing the show, and everybody was partying up downstairs. And then Monday rolls along, and I did the Healing Fountain show with Jen Christie over in England. And just finished up with the show. With that show, and I was off the air for about 10 minutes and lost all internet. So I got that show in. And, oh, man, holy jumping cat balls. Anyway, it's good to be back. Good to be back. Welcome to the grotto, all everybody. And we've got some guests and a couple of new faces, Pleiadian Contact. Welcome. And guest 6401 and 6461, welcome you guys too. And as usual, Cairo and Ford Prefect and Gia and your buddy and his, Professor R.J. Gumby. And like I said, welcome back. Good to have you back online as well. But you're in the grotto. Feel free to play, my darlings, play.
Introduction to a song ever. Do you think we can manage?
What was that? Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
He swam across the river and died of Potomac poisoning.
Okay. I got a little Patti Smythe bifecta, but first we're going to hear from a famous crooner, and I think Gumby will recognize this one. Here we go.
Do you remember that tune? We used to sing it up at the old Tehachapi Glee Club
many years ago. On the banks, brings back fond memories. Before I was married.
Far away. Oh, the moon I said.
Tonight I found the waters.
It's a quartet. Merciful heavens. He's singing with them now.
Ambrose! It's all right, dear. It's all right. We got them they got their hands all tied up. The police families is down in here. Yeah. All right, don't worry, dear. Go right back to sleep. All right. Goodbye.
I figured I'd keep it going with just another one. Here we go. More Patti Smythe. I love it. And I got to tell you, she did a show this past summer by the river in Albany, New York, and it just blew people away. The lady still got it, man. She still got some pipes. Oh, Patti Smyth. Okay, moving on to the newest release by Tape 5 called Bunga Book. And then after that, I'm going to do a noble experiment here at the Daddy G Show in the Grotto that we do it quite frequently on the Healing Fountain. I'm going to try it here on this show, but that's just a little preface. But right now, take a listen to Bunga Book by Tape 5, their new one. Here we go.
Out there's a jungle with danger everywhere. One old cat, a dirty rat, does things that just ain't fair.
Now he's the king of the swingers.
At least he used to be. He thinks it's cool to play the fool and mess with you and me.
Look out, lady dolls, watch out. He lets you up and spits you out. He's Bunga Bunga, the king of fun.
Bunga Bunga from their new CD, Swing Patrol. That's what it is. Yeah, get to iTunes and get that. It's absolutely amazing. I love Tape 5. Okay, here's the deal, guys. Here's the experiment. Click the YouTube link and pull up the player. And then pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to cue everybody all at the same time. There's my heart. I'm going to cue everybody at the same time. We're going to play this video and listen to the song at the same time. This is just so cool. I had to do it this way because the song is, you know, it's rocking. It's a rocking song, but so is the video. So it's like, you know, you got to see it all at the same time. And we're going to all do it at once here. So I'm just waiting for the hearts to come up. Here come the hearts. Yeah, as soon as we get a heart from everybody. We're going to count down and cue the music. And everybody, so yeah, pull up your player, mute the sound, pause the player. And when you've done that, I'm going to count everybody down as soon as I find the file here. This is by Caravan Palace, okay? It's called Rock It For Me. And these guys are really amazing. And the young lady singing this is pretty hot, too. So, okay, there's all the hearts in the chat room. So, we're going to count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Feel so
All right, how cool is that? Little audience participation radio. Hey, Decker, you missed it. You came in just under the wire, man. We were synced up with a video and checking music out at the same time, and it sort of worked. So, how cool is that? Okay, here we go. Little Jane Christie, Let Your Light Shine. Thank you, Jane Christie. Moving on, let's hear from George Carlin about voting. Now, some of the views expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the people in Daddy G show. But then again, once in a while they do.
Now, there's one thing you might have noticed I don't complain about. Politicians. Everybody complains about politicians. Everybody says they suck.
Yeah!
Well, where do people think these politicians come from? They don't fall out of the sky. They don't pass through a membrane from another reality. They come from American parents and American families, American homes, American schools, American churches, American businesses, and American universities, and they're elected by American citizens. This is the best we can do, folks. This is what we have to offer. It's what our system produces. Garbage in, garbage out. If you have selfish, ignorant citizens, you're going to get selfish, ignorant leaders. And term limits ain't going to be any good. You're just going to wind up with a brand new bunch of selfish, ignorant Americans. So maybe it's not the politicians who suck. Maybe something else sucks around here, like the public. Yeah, the public sucks. There's a nice campaign slogan for somebody. The public sucks. Fuck hope. Fuck hope. Because if it's really just the fault of these politicians, then where are all the other bright people of conscience? Where are all the bright, honest, intelligent Americans ready to step in and save the nation and lead the way? We don't have people like that in this country. Everybody's at the mall, scratching his ass, picking his nose, taking his credit card out of his fanny pack and buying a pair of sneakers with lights in them. So I have solved this little political dilemma for myself in a very simple way. On election day, I stay home. I don't vote. Fuck 'em. Fuck 'em. I don't vote. Two reasons I don't vote. First of all, it's meaningless. This country was bought and sold and paid for a long time ago. The shit they shuffle around every 4 years doesn't mean a fucking thing. And secondly, I don't vote because I believe if you vote, you have no right to complain. People like to twist that around, I know. They say, well, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. But where's the logic in that? If you vote and you elect dishonest, incompetent people, and they get into office and screw everything up, well, you are responsible for what they have done. You caused the problem. You voted them in. You have no right to complain. I, on the other hand, who, in fact, did not even leave the House on election day, I'm in no way responsible for what these people have done and have every right to complain as loud as I want about the mess you created that I had nothing to do with. So I know that a little later on this year you're going to have another one of those really swell presidential elections that you like so much. You'll enjoy yourselves. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm sure as soon as the election is over, your country will improve immediately. As for me, I'll be home on that day doing essentially the same thing as you. The only difference is when I get finished masturbating, I'm going to have a little something to show for it, folks. Thank you very much.
And now we have the day away in the very old land of Oz.
Yo, DJ,
are you Jamaican yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.
Gato Everett!
Oh, yeah. We're just getting started.
Pictures in my mind, a thousand colors are aligned. In perfect harmony, they start to blend until the end of time. A sky that's picture perfect blue.
Illuminating every sky,
for some island groove. Time for a little pink martini. Let's never stop falling in love.
I wish a falling star could fall forever and sparkle through the clouds and stormy weather. And in the darkness of the night, the star would shine, glimmering light, and hover above our love. Everything's clear, earth is a beautiful heaven. Always I hope that we shine like the star and be forever floating above. I know a falling star can't fall forever, so let's never stop falling in love.
Ariel Calma.
4-year-old child could understand this report. Run out and find me a 4-year-old child. I can't make head or tail out of it.
Yeah, sometimes I don't get it either. We'll be right back. That was Caravan Palace again. Let's have a Habana twist, shall we? Club de Spalugas.
If you want a real home to suit your needs, you should go to an architect, because behind every real home, there's an architect.
Times have certainly changed since I was a lad. That certainly wasn't what you'd find behind every home. Find a chicken coop, that's what you want. I fooled you, didn't I? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, all of you.
You mean your girl is 400 miles away and you turned down a date with probably the most beautiful girl in America who is standing right next to you?
I have to, I guess. No choice.
You know, that's like living in Las Vegas and going all the way to Cedar Rapids just to play bingo in a church bazaar.
Now, suppose you don't happen to have the style suit I'm interested in.
That's impossible because we have all style suits.
Good, good. Happens I'm interested in a diving suit.
Well, you have me there.
I go to many dives later in the evening.
Why don't you go home to your wife? I'll tell you what, I'll go home to your wife, and outside of the improvements, you'll never know the difference.
20 girls that ride Johnson all day long.
Johnson must get an awful lot of mail, huh? Why do they ride Johnson? I happen to know Johnson. He can't even read. Besides that, he's a married man. Does Mrs. Johnson get wind of this?
No, but Johnson has all the necessary loops and swirls and straight lines.
If you think Johnson has them, you should see Mrs. Johnson. We took some pictures of the native girls, but they weren't developed. But we're going back again in a couple of weeks.
When I woke up, there was a nurse taking care of me.
What's the matter? Couldn't the nurse take care of herself?
You bet she could, but I found it out too late.
Bang, zoom!
Sorry about that, guys. I lost internet for a second. Okay, all you cool cats. So let's do this.
Ow.
Okay, you cool cats. Come on.
Cat.
Let's get this show on the road.
And the wheels are turning, dancing on ice, but the temperature's rising. She steps in the club and the walls are burning. There's a cool cat in town, never settles down. She loves chasing the dogs around. There's a new kid around, and she knows she's of the whole rat pack, and she won't wait for the return of the Mac. There's a cool cat in town, never going down. One day she's even heading for the crown. Till they all start swaying. Down in the club where the joint is jumping. The birds and the bees and the hip chicks are swinging. There's a cool cat in town, never settles down. She loves chasing the dogs around. There's a new kid around, and she knows she is bound to be the leader of the whole rat pack. And she won't wait for the return of the man. There's a cool cat in town, never going down. One day she's even heading for the crown. A cool cat in town. Show the big dogs what to do. Zip loot up for the abdooba.
Try my Dixie biscuit. Try singing that one at the shank of the evening. And loves them tribal drums.
Thank you.
party's getting to altitude quick. We're going to stay on this big band line for a bit. With a remix of the Andrews Sisters, Rum and Coca-Cola by Team Team. With you. We've got Carol Emerald next. And then the man is going to show us how to do it all.
Finding me. Ooh, that man is like a
I am that man.
Thank you so much.
All right, now the guy is going to show us how to do it right. Gene Krupa and Benny Goodman. Jitterbug with me. This song reminds me of hell. If this is hell, I'm there.
our DJ has only just begun.
Oh, man. Time to fire stage two, this rocket. Stay with me. I got some Santana and Guns N' Roses and Mountain and a bunch. Let's get tribal.
Getting higher, you can feel it in your heart. He calls your bluff. He is the ace. You never thought he'd play that much. And now it's more than all his cards you want to touch. You'll never know if winning this could really be enough. Take a look beyond the moon, you'll see the stars. And when you look around, you know the room by heart. Thank you.
Okay. Have you seen him to dance? Het is een beetje warm, maar dit nummer kan het. Het heet Stak. En wie het vindt in het liedje, dat woord, die krijgt een biertje. En een singeltje.
That I know it worked, and it was fun for everyone. I'll see you all in the garden. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. We'll see you soon. Doksha kewa chia kintelo. Again, I will see you.
Oh, my God.
fantastisch, echt waar. Bedankt. En tot ziens.